Let's try to test run a new way of deciphering some news today. The principle is this: until proven otherwise, consider NATO Zionist infighting that slows their targeting of Russia, Iran, and China to be an elaborate psyop. The non-agreement-capable US and its allies have never been trustworthy. Let us recall the Minsk agreements that were later revealed to be about buying time to arm Ukraine in order to kill Russians. Decades before that was the gentleman's agreement not to expand NATO. With Iran, we have the JCPOA nuclear deal that was torn up when Washington grew tired of it. But in recent years, especially since the dawn of Trump II, these ruses have become more brazen, occurring in quick succession, and often involve the deception of infighting in the Western Zionist camp. That's not entirely surprising, as spooks increasingly run the diplomatic and foreign policy show. They call it a new model for a new era. As argued by the likes of Alastair Crook, himself a former spook, Western intelligence agencies increasingly run foreign policy, and they are all coordinating in what they view as a civilizational battle. The latest example might be the latest flare-up in friction between Israel and Turkey, to the point analysts are again discussing the real possibility of war between the two. More on that below, but let's first take a brief stroll down memory lane of instance over the past few years when everything we were made to believe turned out to be a ruse. Headfakes are us. Remember when the US was turning its back on Europe and was about to make a grand deal with Russia? For months, we were treated to breathless reports that Trump was going to pull out of NATO, feed the Europeans to the Russian bear, end all aid to Ukraine, and make some sort of sphere of influence agreement with Moscow. Instead, we got Europe ever more reliant on US weaponry, energy, and tech. Talks with Moscow went nowhere as Ukraine launched increasingly brazen strikes into Russia. In retrospect, what was accomplished? The Europeans are more dependent on the US, and Russia slow-played its advance in Ukraine due to Anchorage agreements that, surprise, were never fulfilled by the US side. Now the Zionist bag boys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are being reactivated, yet Russia doesn't appear ready to partake in the charade again, at least not yet. The Trump II playing of Moscow exemplifies how the US tries to weasel its way into the role of mediator to conflicts it is party to. That's been going on for years now in the Middle East, site of endless state-run misinformation and narrative control operations. To name a few, the US talks with Lebanon while its proxy Israel bombs it, burns it, and assassinates Hezbollah leaders, sometimes with US-made 2000LB bombs in residential areas. The US talks with Hamas while Israel assassinates negotiators and continues the genocide. The US talks with Iran while Mossad prepares an uprising there intended to topple the government and prep surprise strikes. Iran fell for the same trick as Hezbollah's Nasrallah. One, the US made an offer that required the Iranian side to discuss details. Two, Iran held a meeting to discuss the offer and develop a negotiation strategy. Three, the US struck the meeting, killing many officials, https://t:/3bmclr57pic.twitter.com/45qb/a3zctd. Lord Bibo, at my Lord Bibo, March 1, 2026. Meanwhile, we've been treated to 3 years and zillions of stories about the White House being oh so very upset with Netanyahu and Israel. President Biden was reportedly so upset, he even called Netanyahu an asshole. Gasp! These types of reports are now copied and pasted onto the Trump administration, with Donald apparently informing Bibi, "Everybody hates you." And yet US policy toward Israel only becomes more accommodating. It's just an endless stream of lies. Consider the following two headlines from the same day. US officials quietly backed Israel's military push against Hezbollah. The real story is almost never the one that's being presented. That's part of the reason I would look suspiciously on all the talk of an Israel-Turkey war. The official line. On August 18, Israel bombed a Syrian airbase near the Turkish border. Israel says Syria was on the verge of allowing Turkish troops to deploy at the base. Ankara denies this and responded with a publicity stunt move. Turkey seeks Interpol red notices for Netanyahu over Gaza flotilla. Pushpin, the Turkish government's Interpol move, comes amid heightened tensions between Turkey and Israel over Syria. https://t.co/jokvamhk-n6-envia@rena-bassist-and-amp@ezgiakin-tuakpulse@tuakpulse, August 22, 2026. U.S. Viceroy Tom Barrack criticized Israel, and the U.S. has largely come down on the side of Turkey. Sounds familiar, right? Now analysts are saying war is likely. Danny says that Israel wants to weaken Damascus, a Turkish client. That's incorrect. Israel wants to weaken Ankara. They know very well that Damascus is not and will not be a threat to them anytime soon. I do agree with Danny that the odds of an Israeli-Turkish war are high. The Policy Tensor at Policytensor, August 20, 2026. Let's examine this a little more closely and play some devil's advocate. Omitted background and lies in the official narrative. The Financial Times says Israel sees Shara's government, which is dominated by his Islamist faction, as a threat. That is pure BS, and this line, which is being pushed by major Western media outlets, and Israel is a major indicator that something is afoot, and it probably ain't against Turkey. Shara has bent over backwards to accommodate Israel. He is CIA Islam personified, and while Turkey might be his primary backer, let's not forget that the CIA and Mossad cooperated with the Turkish intelligence service, MIT, to put him in power where he serves them. Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara has declared his support for his Lebanese counterpart Joseph Aoun in the latter's effort to disarm the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia. We stand alongside Lebanese President Joseph Aoun in disarming Hezbollah, al-Shara said during a video pic. Twitter.com/dyskickdcab. Al Arabiya English, at Al Arabiya Eng, March 9, 2026. On the topic of CIA Mossad MIT cooperation, let's not forget this doozy. Jershon Baskin notes how Turkey's spy chief at Ibrahim Kalin helped get Hamas over the finish line. https://t.co/6-in-afzal3ypic. Twitter.com/2zeskqvdxl. Amberin Zaman, at Amberin Zaman, October 10, 2025. Kalin, who went to D.C. to get a Ph.D. in Islamic Studies at George Washington U, is tight with Witkoff. It's a small world. Kalin was preceded as head of Turkish intelligence by Hakan Fidan, who was at the post from 2010 to 2023. Fidan, who also got a degree from the University of Maryland Global Campus, is now Turkey's Minister of Foreign Affairs. He was the guy back in 2014 discussing organizing false flag attacks on Turkey to help justify an incursion into Syria. What would the goal of war with Turkey be? To incorporate part of Turkey into Greater Israel. With what army is Israel going to occupy territory in a country of 88 million? To weaken Ankara, a more friendly government in Ankara. Friendlier than the one already in place that supplies Israel with oil and even cooperates with the hated Greeks to do it, than the one that hosts U.S. radars that help protect Israel. A quick recap, courtesy of Erkin Saka. Function, Kurisik Maladia. Hosts a U.S. and /TPY-2X band radar, established for NATO in 2012 as a forward-based early warning sensor against ballistic missiles, especially from Iran, 761. Role in Iran-Israel dynamics. Technical analyses in Turkey describe Kurisik as critical for detecting Iranian launches towards Israel and feeding trajectory data into U.S. NATO systems, alongside sister radars in Qatar and Israel. From Tehran's view, Kurisik is the brain eye that undermines its missile deterrent, while Incirlik Turkish airbase hosting U.S. nukes is the muscle that can host aircraft, UAVs, and support assets for any U.S.-NATO response. Together, they symbolize U.S. and NATO entanglement in the Iran-Israel conflict. Friendlier than the one with a defense industry intertwined with the very same Western companies supplying Israel's genocide. Than the one supplying Israel with significant amounts of products like cement and steel. Yes, I know Turkey has put up roadblocks to trade with Israel. They are easily bypassed. The one with CIA-MIT intelligence cooperation in Turkish Cyprus to monitor the Middle East to the benefit of Israel. Israel would be hard-pressed to find a government friendlier than Erdogan's, which for 3 years has withstood the pressure from nearly every citizen in Turkey to do more to stop the genocide in Gaza. Just a Syria skirmish? This argument is more convincing, yet still unconvincing. Here's the FT with the official Israeli line again. Israel has also objected to Turkey, which has maintained thousands of troops across northern Syria following successive interventions during the civil war, establishing military infrastructure that could restrict its freedom of action, especially in Syrian airspace. Ankara and Tel Aviv have been here before. It was only last year when their victory in Syria appeared to be coming apart at the seams due to Turkish demands that U.S.-Israel support for Syrian Kurds must end and Israel's insistence on its David's Corridor cutting across Syria. At a January Paris meeting, the Kurds were thrown under the bus. And in exchange, Turkey agreed not to obstruct Israeli activity in southern Syria. Problem is, the moment an agreement is made with any of these three sides, the contest begins over who will break it first. And so here we are again, maybe. 1. There is a logic to the following, courtesy of Izzet Akkol in Serbistiyet. Israel is disturbed by regional consolidations that develop outside of itself and may limit its own freedom of movement, and considers preventing them as an important parameter of its own security paradigm. Israel aims to consolidate the region with regulations to which it is a party to, or at least it can control. Essentially, this means that Israel is fearful of Turkey Kurdish peace and Assyria, and Iraq too closely aligned with Turkey, which has also grown tight with the Gulf states. Yet this assumes that Israel is not party to the developments between Turkey, the Kurds, Syria, and others when there is evidence that Washington is the glue that holds it together. The problem with this narrative that Israel wants to keep Turkey at odds with the Kurds is that peace between them means Kurdish attention could potentially be turned fully against Iran. And why would Israel want to keep Turkey and Syria, really a collection of al-Qaeda, jihadists more than a state, weak when it needs the latter's forces to be somewhat built up and somewhat organized in order to assist in Lebanon or Iraq or wherever else? Trying to keep it completely collapsed works against that goal. Recall Iran recently warned Syria, or likely Turkey to be more accurate. Breaking, Iran informed Syria through Turkey that 100s of locations would be targeted with drones and missiles throughout Syria, including the presidential palace, if the Syrian army intervened in Lebanon against Hezbollah, Tasnim. Following the warning, Syria tuned down. DD Geopolitics at DD Geopolitics, August 13, 2026. And despite Tehran's fear that the Syrian jihadists will be armed and used against Iranian allies, we now have Israel claiming it is bombing Syria to prevent its arming. Breaking, Israeli intelligence has information that Turkey is preparing to send offensive and defensive weapons to Syria, including advanced air defenses, I-24 and Yediot Aranoth both report. Megatron at Megatron Ron, August 20, 2026. While all this is happening, the extremist-led Damascus government is set to be removed from the U.S. terror list, which will make it easier for international banks, investors, and governments to engage with Syria and send arms and dual-use industrial and military goods into the country. Congress is raising no objections to the Trump administration decisions, which means Israel must be on board. To add another layer of confusion, here's unofficial Iranian spokesperson who has spent years pointing out Turkey's lack of action on Gaza and how it is aligned with the U.S. against Iran, suddenly tweeting this out. Make no mistake, Iran will not stand idle if the Zionist regime attacks Turkey. Said Mohammed Mirandi at SM Mirandi, August 22, 2026. Some might argue that Israel is uncontrollable and must be thought of in eschatological terms, but Israel has been, disciplined, if we can call it that. Who have they attacked? Iran, Lebanon, Yemen, and Gaza, and the West Bank. All governments or containing groups that are part of the resistance to a U.S. Zionist regional order. And from South America to Europe to the Middle East, U.S.-Israel typically looks for regime change to put in place more cooperative governments that look a lot like the one in Turkey, which makes some noise but supports the Zionist goals where it counts. Let's remember, too, that Israel has been party to all these fake negotiation psyops and the disagreement ruses played out in the media. The Zionists are real world enough to see their standing slipping among the US public and try everything, from free speech crackdowns, fake think tanks, and AI doctoring to stop the slide. They've been psychotically rational. Israel might be a religious fanatic state, but there are religious fanatics. And the Erdogan Neo-Ottoman Turk clique, as much as they might resent it and aspire to be a global power, know where their bread is buttered. The overwhelming amount of foreign investment in the country comes from the US and Europe, and the biggest chunk of Turkey's exports go to Europe courtesy of the customs union. Brian Berletic might sound like a broken record at times, but it appears to be a message that is fit for the moment. / Syria, Israeli strikes at Syrian airport, part of US perception management. Black Israeli strikes on Syria are designed to manage regional public perception ahead of the regional use of US-backed terrorists, now controlling Syria. Black in order to use Syria against Iran and its PIC, Twitter, com/mxuaduwzfi. Brian Berletic at Brian J. Berletic, August 19, 2026. It's a good bet to assume they're duping you until proven otherwise. And as we've seen, these types of deceptions are right up the US Zionist alley. Let us also not forget that Israel and Turkey provide useful public bogeymen for one another while cooperation proceeds in private. The Turkish public is overwhelmingly opposed to Israel's actions in the region, and Israeli politicians inflate Turkey and nearly everyone else as a threat. Israel's election is scheduled for October 27, and Netanyahu's ruling coalition is facing an uphill battle. Likud campaign poster grouping in Zoran Mamdani with Mejtaba Khamenei, Erdogan, and Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem. The caption, "They want Netanyahu to lose, don't let them win." PIC, Twitter, com/r44raf1unv. Sayamus Melkofzali at Seamus Malik, August 16, 2026. At the same time, the long-awaited push to change the Turkish constitution or find other ways to keep Erdogan in the president's office is now upon us. It doesn't hurt to appear to be facing down an enemy as universally despised as Israel is in Turkey. We're left with this question over which is more likely. Is Israel going against US interests, attacking a country that supplies it and helps protect it? Or is it another head fake that could serve two goals, electoral positioning in Israel and PR preparation for a move by the ISIS gang in Syria? Notes. It looks like another deal might be in the works. Who will be first to break this one? Israeli media outlet reports ongoing secret talks between Turkey and Israel to avoid escalation. The source says Israel has set red lines for Turkish entrenchment in Syria, including the introduction of air defense systems, drones, and missiles that could undermine Israel's. Michael A. Horovitz at Michael 992, August 23, 2026.